Today's Shir is Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amar Ravina. In our previous Shir, the Gemara discussed quite extensively the halachas of calling somebody to Beis Din, summoning someone into Beis Din, and what Beis Din does when somebody refuses to come, when somebody refuses to accept the Psak of Beis Din. Begins the Gemara today, Amar Ravina Yavina Zimna. We could have summoned somebody to come to Beis Din, Apuma de Itasa, based on the summon that was given by a woman, Apuma de Shvivi, given by the neighbors of this person. Which means that if Beis Din asked these individuals, a neighbor, a woman, to summon an individual to Beis Din, and we could assume that they did what they were told, and they summoned them as was requested. V'loya Morin, however, says the Gemara, this halacha, that we could do this, el delesa b'masa, that only if he's not in town, then we could say that we could assume that when he comes to town, they will remember these individuals, the neighbor, the woman, to tell this individual, you have an obligation to go to Beis Din. Aval isa b'masa. If this individual that's being called to Din Torah is in town, loy. We don't summon them this way. Damrinim, we assume, ema loy amrulay. We assume that they did not give over the message. The Amri, for they say, eshkechinu shlich de Beis Din. It must have been since this person who's being summoned to Beis Din is here all along. So the court shliach must have seen him, Vamale, and he himself summoned him to Beis Din, and we don't need to summon him. Furthermore, Loyamaran, Loy Chalaf Ababa de Beidina. If this person who's being summoned to the Beis Din doesn't walk by the Beis Din on a regular basis, Ava Chalaf Ababa de Beidina, if he walks by the Beis Din on a regular basis, Loy, we can't assume that they'll tell him. Damri, because what they assume, what they say is, Ashkechua Beidina, he'll walk by Beis Din, and the members of Beis Din who know that he has to come to Din Torah will ask him to come to the Din Torah. Vamalei, they'll tell him, we need you to come to the Din Torah. V'loya Morin, furthermore, we only say this, El D'Osse B'yoyma. If he's only to come back that day when he's out of town, but he's coming back today. If these individuals were asked to invite, to summon this person to Beis Din, and he's not home today, and he's not going to be home today, Loi, we can't rely that they're going to give over the message that you summoned to Beis Din. Because Ema, we need to be concerned, Ishtelui Ishtela, that they forgot until he came back, they forgot to give over the message. Amar Rava, Hai man de kosle psicha, a person to whom, against, they wrote a cheirim for not coming to Beis Din, ad de osle dina, until he actually shows up to Beis Din, loy makrinale, we won't rip it up. Ad loy tzayis ledina, but if we wrote a cheirim because he did not fulfill the psak of Beis Din, ad tzayis, until he actually fulfills what Beis Din tells him to do, we won't rip it up. But says the Gemara, v'loihi, even though the person who is supposed to come to Din Torah until he actually shows up, we write a cheirim against him. The person that didn't listen to the psak of Beis Din, v'loihi, as soon as he says, ki even the amit sayesina, as soon as he says that I'm going to fulfill what Beis Din says, we could be confident that he's going to do what he was told, and Karina lay, and we rip it up. But the Ramah says that this behavior, that we treat him so nicely, and as soon as he says, I'm going to do what Beis Din says, we rip it up, that's only if this hasn't been a habit by him. However, if we have seen that in other situations, previously, he said, I'm going to do what I was told to do. And then he still continues to ignore what Beis Din says. So now we can't trust that just because he said he's going to do it, that he'll do it. And then the halacha will be that we don't rip it up until he actually fulfills what Beis Din said. Amar Rav Chisda, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Koyven's man, Shani, we write a summons. Somebody's being quoted in Torah. We write a summons on Monday, Chamishi, Thursday, and Shani, and the following Monday. Zimna, v'zimna, basa zimna. After each time that he's called to Beis Din, and he doesn't come, a new summons is issued. If after the third time, that means the Monday, he was asked to come to the Beis Din, and he still didn't come, then the halach is Mochak Asvinin. Then afterwards we'll write a Nidu Yecherim for him not having come. Says the Gemara, Rav Asi Ikla Bei Rav Kahana. Rav Asi came to the Beis Din Rav Kahana. Chozei Itza Da'am Asma Adina V'Panya. There was a woman who was summoned to the entire towards the evening. With Safra Sivla Psicha. And the next morning, they wrote already against our Achayrim. Amalei, so Asi said to Rav Kahana, Le'sovlei ma'ala hodom Rav Chisda, do you not agree with what Rav Chisda said? Koven's man, Shenim Chamishi V'Sheni, we made a Monday, Thursday, Monday, and only afterwards do we write Achayrim? Amalei, Hanimili, when did Rav Chisda say, Begavra the honest, and therefore a person who's busy, V'Leisa, so sometimes he's not in town, so there we give him some time to come to Beis Din. Aval Itasa, when we speak about this woman, Kivan the Issa B'Masa, she is available. V'Layasya, and if she still didn't come to Beis Din, Meredesi, she's showing that she's rebelling against the Beis Din, and we can write the Cheirim immediately. Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Yavina Zamna, we don't summon somebody to Beis Din. Loi B'Yoyim Nissen, the Loi B'Yoyim Tishrei, not in Nissen or a Tishrei. So the Ramah says that this halacha is only applicable to someone who doesn't live in this city. So since this person doesn't live in this city, and for him to come from out of town is a bother, and the way Rashi is going to learn, we'll speak about this more in a moment, is that he's busy in those months. That's the time when they do all the cutting and harvesting. So that's why we don't call him to Din Torah. But if the person lives in town, so yes, it may be a busy season, but he still has the ability to come to Beis Din, and therefore we would call him to Beis Din in Nisan and Tishrei. Furthermore, Leibim Mali Yontif, we don't invite somebody to Beis Din on Erev Yontif, V'loy B'Erev Malam B'Shabsa, and not on Erev Shabbos. Avol, Nissen Lebosu Yom Nissen, to issue the summons in Nissen that he should show up after Nissen, or B'Yom Tishrei Lebosu Tishrei, to issue the summons in Tishrei that he should show up after Tishrei, that Kavina we do. Malam B'Shabsa, Lebosu Malam B'Shabsa, but says the Gemara, even though we send the summons in Nissen for after Nissan and Tishrei, for after Tishrei, we don't send a summons on Friday for after Shabbos. Mimala Shabsa, Labasa Mala Shabsa, Loi Kavinan, my Tama, because by Vidid Shabsa Torah, if the person received a summons while he was working, preparing for Shabbos Friday, he won't even pay attention to the summons to know that after Shabbos he has to show up. So as we said, the reason, according to Rashi, we don't have a summons in Yom Nissan and Yom Tishrei is because these are the busy times for farmers. The Rambam says that it's because it's Yontif time, Tishrei and Nissan. And since it's Yontif time, Nissan and Tishrei, people don't have time to show up to Beis Din. What would be the Nafkamina? There would be a number nafkaminas. What will be in Nissan and Tishrei after the Yom Tovim? According to Rashi, they're busy the entire Nissan with working in the field. So it doesn't make a difference if it's before Yontif or after Yontif. According to the Rambam, it's because of Yontif. So it's only issue before Yontif, not after Yontif. The other nafkamina would be in the month of Sivan. In Sivan, there's Yontif Shavuos. So according to the Rambam, at least until Shavuos comes, you wouldn't be able to summon somebody. But according to Rashi, and then you would be allowed to summon somebody even in Sivan. Amram Nachman, they used to have a big shear, and somebody who comes to hear the big shear, that we don't ask them to come to the Bezdin. Rigla, there was a different shear that was offered every time before Yontif. And again, people who came for these purposes should not be distracted by being called to Din Torah. Says the Gemara, when they used to come to Rav Nachman, he would say to Rav Chila, did you come for my Din Torah? Did you come to hear the shear so that you should be able to be called to Din Torah? We don't want the people, Posh Pshat and the Gemara, should avoid coming to the shear because they're going to be get caught up that people will call to Din Torah. However, says the Gemara, that people that come really not for the shear, they come to the city because they need to do business, but they use this as an excuse. And they say that they came for the shear. Chashinan, we need to be concerned that they're not really there for the shear, and therefore we will call them to Din Torah, even if it's during the time of the shiurim. We learned in the Mishnah, if the father gave his children stolen items, the halacha is, if he gave them something which is, they have to pay back what the father had given them. Masler of Shimon Berei, loy davashesh bechrayis mamish. It doesn't necessarily have to be davashesh bechrayis in Shas, always means real estate. So says the Gemara, loy davashesh bechrayis mamish. It doesn't have to be real estate. Ela filo par v'chayrish by a cow to plow with. Chamor mechamachrov, a donkey to carry on. Chayov lahachser, they have to return what the father left, a stolen object with them. Menei kvar avim, this is all included in the covenant that they have to show the father. Bar menei rav kahana merav, mito mesavla, shulchan v'ochala, what about a bed or a table? Mau. One argument could be that since these are not objects that are used publicly, so there, the kavod aviyim, the concern about the kavod for the father doesn't exist. Or, on the other hand, sometimes people do enter my home and they see I have the table that the father had stolen. Or they see I have the couch that the father had stolen. Amalai, so Rav said to Rav Kahana, the pasuk regarding such a question to look at is the pasuk in Mishlei that says, Ten l'chacham v'yechka oid. You should understand the halacha that we already learned and extrapolate from that halacha. And therefore, just like you're not allowed to, you have to give back the cow and the donkey, you would have to give back the couch and the table. Says the Mishnah, Ein partem l'tavis muchsim. There were muchsin, there were people that used to collect the taxes. And as we're going to learn quite extensively in our shiur today, the tax collectors that we're speaking about are tax collectors that acted improperly. So the halacha is one's not allowed to take change from such a from their pushka v'lamikisha gaboyim. We don't take stock because we assume that the money that they got is all received improperly. With money that this person has in his home, that is not what they have money, those are not money that is received improperly. And since that's not money that's received improperly, the halacha is, it's very different. There's a fascinating discussion here in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed. What we're learning in our Mishnah is that because these people act inappropriately, they take money that they shouldn't be taking, we shouldn't have any connection to that money. So the question that he discusses is that there's someone who's traveling on a plane on Shabbos and Yontif, which of course is very inappropriate, Chil Shabbos, Chil Yontif, and somebody owns a kosher catering company from which the airline orders kosher meals. Should the catering company fulfill that order? just like we're learning in our Mishnah, he says, that we have to push away money or people who act appropriately. So similarly, we should push these people away and not supply them with kosher food. It would be a terrible chil Hashem. They're sitting on a plane flying on Shabbos, but they're eating only kosher food. And he says that the concept that we find is that the Torah says that an esnan, an animal that was received in an inappropriate manner, should also not be used for a carbon. So we see that we have to, in a way, sometimes push away people who act inappropriately. And he also adds another consideration. This person who's doing this terrible thing, that he's flying on Shabbos, Yontif, is trying to work with his conscience. And he says, even though I'm flying Shabbos and Yontif, I'm going to at least only eat kosher food. So he says that he asked, Rav Zilberstein Shlita says that he asked this question to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Tzatzal. And he says that Rabbi Yoshua said that it's a chil Hashem to have to do so. And therefore, Rabbi chil Hashem says, he says, you shouldn't do so. He is not convinced that that is the halacha. Certainly, bizman hazeh, that the people who order kosher are not only Jewish people, so it seems that there should be no reason not to be able to fulfill the order. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that even though we're not allowed to take money from the muchas, avol, nice my dinner, we're allowed to give him, if we have to give him a dinner and we need to get change, the nice nice ashar, we're allowed to receive the change from the muchas. Our Gemara begins now the sugya of Dina de Machusa Dina. There's very interesting, the Ritva, in establishing this halacha, says that we don't find anywhere in Shas that anyone should disagree with the halacha of Dina de Machusa Dina. And we need to understand what is the basis of Dina de Machusa Dina. The Rashbam says that everybody who lives in a country accepts upon themselves the rules of the land, because otherwise the country cannot function. So when you live in a country that and the government establishes rules and regulations, everybody accepts them upon themselves. There are other Rishonim that explain that since the country belongs to the king, so he has the right to say, you want to live in my country, you have to do what I say. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains, because as we often discuss when we speak about Bezdin, there's a concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. We apply the concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker to Dina, is also the basis of Dina Machusa Dina. There is a big Machloikus Rishonim and Achroinim, if this din of Din Machusa Dina is a din deraisa or din derabbanan. Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn that it's a derabbanan, that's a chiv derabbanan. Some say it's a chiv deraisa. The Ramban says that we only apply the concept of Din Machusa Dina, something that everybody knows is the law. But if somebody just makes a law on a whim in those countries, and it's not well publicized, then we don't say Dina Machusa Dina. There are others that disagree and say Dina Machusa Dina is in all situations. The Ran says that Dina Machusa Dina only applies in non-Jewish countries. He says that in Eretz Yisrael, there would be no halacha of Dina Machusa Dina, because he explains that the basis of Dina Machusa Dina is because the king owns the country, and since the king owns the country, he could establish in his country whatever he wants. So that would only be in Chutz La'aretz, where the government, the kings, own the country. However, we don't say Dina Machusa Dina in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is not owned by the king of Eretz Yisrael in a time where there's a king, or it's not owned by the government of Eretz Yisrael. It's owned by all Jews. Moreover, even though there's a halacha of Dina de Machusa Dina, this is a critical fact. The halacha is that Dina de Machusa Dina only is in Dina Mamonis, on financial rules or on civil rules to keep the country functioning properly. But of course, Dina de Malchus Dina cannot contradict a din in the Torah. So if there would be, for example, Dina de Malchus Dina, that everybody, that all businesses must be open in Shabbos, of course we won't say Dina de Malchus Dina and allow a store to be open on Shabbos, or where it comes up quite often, two different situations, if the government unfortunately decides to prohibit shechting animals. So of course, Dina de Malchus Dina would not be able to say that we could eat meat that wasn't slaughtered properly. And one more area where Dina de Malchus Dina comes up quite often is by a situation of Yerusha. The Torah, and we're going to Mitzvah Shem, learn these halachas in Masechet Baba Basra. The Torah establishes the halachas of Yerusha, and Dina de Malchus Dina cannot usurp those halachas. And those are halachas of Yerusha, and the only way a person can avoid following those halachas is if he writes a will, a halachic will. So ask the Gemara. Our Mishnah said that we have to stay away from the muhsin, from the tax collector. But ask the Gemara, muhsin, v'chama Shmuel Dina Malchus Dina? Hasn't Shmuel taught us the Dina Malchus Dina? And if Dina Malchus Dina, why is the muhsin treated as such a bad person? We're speaking about a muchas that doesn't have a set tax rate that everybody pays according to a certain rate. He decides how much to charge. So that is not a legal fashion of collecting taxes. And that's, so of course we wouldn't say to such a, regarding such an individual, Dina de Malchus Dina. The Rei Rabbi Yana Amai, we're speaking about the muchas ha'ayman me'elav. A muchas that was took it upon himself, not that he was appointed by the government. Some say this halacha, say this regarding a different Mishnah. The Mishnah says, La'yilash Adam Klein, a person, of course, may not wear shatness, afila gabla sar begadim, even if he's wearing 10 garments, he's not allowed to wear klayim on top of the 10 garments, and he's trying to avoid paying taxes. The halacha that they used to collect taxes for every garment that you brought in, the garments that you were wearing, there was no taxes. The halacha is that you're not allowed to put on extra garments that are klayim to avoid paying taxes. And the Gemara says regarding that Mishnah, Masnis is like Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, also Avrichas Ameches, you're not allowed to do something to avoid paying taxes. Rav Shimon, I'm Shimon Mekiva, mutter, that one may do so, lavriach esameches. So explains the Gemara. Bishlam alinya klayim, we could explain the question regarding klayim this way. Bishlam alinya klayim balkamifki. The mass sover, the Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that you, an aveira, you only considered having violated an aveira is when you had the intention to violate the Aveira. Davashe Miskavin, but if it's not your intention, so then it's not considered, that's why it's mutter. So the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara is the Torah says two psukim regarding wearing shatness. In one place the Torah says, or beged klaim shatness, lo yalo alecha, and in another place the Torah says, lo silba shatness. So from here we learn that not only for wearing in a regular fashion shatness is it usur, but even having shatness upon you is usur. However, that isur is only in a case where you benefit from that isur. If you don't benefit from the isur, then it's not usur. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, this is the way the Beis Halevi explains, that if I don't have kavana, if I don't have intent to have a no from the wearing of shatness, so therefore it wouldn't be a concern. So Rav Kiva's, the Masover, Rav Kiva's opinion is Davashen Miskavin Mutar, or Masover, Davashen Miskavin Osir. Means that even though it is not my intent to have any pleasure, benefit from this, I'm not allowed to wear shatness. Ela Avriach Ba'am Samechas, But ask the Gemara, here the person is wearing the shatnas to avoid paying taxes. So ask the Gemara, Mishori, is that permitted? As we just learned, Vamashmul isn't the halacha the dina de machus dina. To which the Gemara answers, Amrav Chanina b'kahana Amashmul, but mukhashen lekitzva. We're speaking about a muchatz that takes whatever he wants, he makes his own decisions. The Berib Yana Amrav mukhashen and Elov. And this is the basis for halacha that if Jews are being singled out to be treated differently than everybody else, then the halacha is there is no issue of lavrich sameches, because we don't say dina d'machus dina if Jews are treated differently than anybody else. V'ikad masnaha, some learn this halacha regarding this halacha. Noidrim, a person is allowed to make a neder to say that the fruit that he has in his possession don't really belong to him. Larogim, somebody who is ready to kill somebody if they don't turn over the fruit, their money. L'charamim, somebody who is not going to kill, but it will cause damage. L'muchsin, to tax collectors. He can make a neder, shisha truma, that the fruit that he has is truma. So of course, the Rishonim asked the obvious question. We're speaking about a person who is forcing, demanding somebody to turn over his fruit to him. So is this an individual that cares that the fruit is truma, that by me saying that this fruit is truma, he's going to back off? The answer is, the Rishonim suggest, that this person is trying to take the fruit and be able to sell it. But if it's going to be truma fruit, as we learn often in Shas, truma fruit, since it's only limited, that it may be eaten by kohanim tahirim, so it has a very small group of people that may eat it, so it has a very limited value. Or you could say, shisha beis ha-melech, that it belongs to the king, and since it belongs to the king, don't touch it. V'abish enish al-truma, and you can make this nether, even though actually, abish enish al-truma, v'afapish enish al-melech. Ulamuchsin, so ask the Gemara, how is that permitted that you could avoid paying taxes? Ask the Gemara the question of Amishmul Dina Machutz Dina. And again, answers the Gemara, Amar of Kanina Bakahan Amishmul, the Mukhashen Le Kitzva, the Berib Yana Emma, the Mukhashen Le Elev. Ravashi Amar, we can explain that our Mishnah is speaking about a tax collector who was pointed to the king, the Mukhash Kanani, and he's a Kanani, and still, even though he was appointed by the king, since he's a Kanani, the Gemara is suggesting you could avoid paying the taxes. The Tanya, Yisrael a Kanani honest Shabal Adin. If a Yisrael and a Kanani who's forcing somebody to pay up come to a Bezdin, if you could exonerate the Jew through Jewish law, great. And tell him, Kachti Neinu. B'dine Kahanim, if B'dine Kananim, you could exonerate the Jew by using non-Jewish law, secular law. Zakeyu, Emeloi, Kachtinchem, you should follow the rule, which is the law according to you. Vimlav, if you can't do so, Barnalot by Kifin, we could try to trick him. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva Imer, Rabbi Kiva says, they ain't born a lot by kifin, nay kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara is suggesting, which is not going to be the maskon of the Gemara, that gezel hagoy may be mutter. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, ask the Gemara, the entire consideration, tam adik a kiddush Hashem, because it's a kiddush Hashem, halek a kiddush Hashem, if there wasn't a kiddush Hashem consideration, boy, we could trick him. The Gezel asked the Gemara, how can we suggest so? The Gezel Kanani Mishori, can we suggest the Gezel Kanani is mutter? For Tanya, Amar of Shimon, Davizet Dar Shabakiva Shabam Mizfirin, Rakiva taught us to Alocha when he came from Zfirin, Menayin Le Gezel Kanani Shuasar, how do we know the Gezel Agoy is Asar? Tamaloimer, the Pasuk says regarding an Eved Ivri who was sold to an Akum, Achen Nimke Gulur Tiyaloi, when if he was sold to a Gentile, you should do whatever you can to redeem him. Lo yimchena v'yetze. We didn't, however, we may not just take him and bring him home. Ella, what the halach is, gula tiyaloi. We have to pay for him. Yochel Yiglam Alav, we should allow the Nochri to take more than he deserves. Tamalaymer V'chishim Kineyu. We should only pay what is deserving. Yedadik Im Kineyu. We should make a clear consideration that how much that is. So we see that Gezel Ger, Gezel Goy is Osir, not just because of a Chila Hashem consideration. Answers the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef Loikasha. Hob Knani. The Gemara is now suggesting that by a Knani, Gezel Goy is Mutter. Hob Ger Toshiv. By Ger Toshiv, we have to be stricter. There's a Machloikus throughout Shas. In Masechta Avodah Zarah, we learned this machlokes, Daf Samach Dalet on the base, exactly who is a Ger Toshiv. Ramea holds that a Ger Toshiv is somebody who took upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. The Chachamah's opinion is that it's somebody who accepted to follow the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and the Achayim's opinion is that he accepted upon himself to fulfill the entire Torah, except from eating kosher food. Amla Baya asked the Gemara, how could you differentiate between a Kanani and a Ger Toshiv? Asked the Gemara, Vatavayu Gabe Adodik Sivi. The Talocha of both of them is written in the same place. Because the Pasuk says, V'gezel V'chishivim Kaneyu. And it's talking about both of them. Because the Pasuk says, V'chiyam Yomach Achicha V'nimchaloch, if if a Jew is sold, it's talking not when he was sold to you, he was sold to a ger. It says the because the pasuk says ger. But when we speak about a ger, says the brisa, ger tzedek, ger toshiv. We just explained what that means. Shenema, as the pasuk says explicitly, ger toshiv. And then the pasuk continues, mishpachas gai, mishpachas ger, sevik kachavim. So we see that even if we sold to Imke Chavim, we have to be honest. And Gezel Goy is Osir. Ela Merva Loikasha. Kam Begzeloi, Kam Bafkos Halvosai. The halacha is, of course, that Gezel Hager is Osir. Lafkiyai, Rabbi Kiva, we spoke about Lafkiyai Fkosai, is to try to avoid paying a loan in a timely basis. Amle Bayo. But if that's the case, why is Eved Ivri not considered Hafkar Havasahu? We're just trying to take the obligation from this Jew to work on the guy, says the Gemara, Ravel Tamei, because Rav's opinion is that Eved Ivri Gufi Kanei, that Eved Ivri becomes the property of the owner. If he becomes the property of the owner, if you try to take it away, so then the halacha is that it's Asur. The Chashuk Echemed discusses a situation where there was somebody who was dishonest in business and who was in the business of selling plastic bags. And every case of plastic bags has in it 100 bags. It's supposed to have it in 100 bags. And what he started doing is that he started giving less. Instead of having 100 bags in the box, he did 90, whatever, and like that he cheated him. And then afterwards, he recognized that he was doing the wrong thing. The halach is that says the Chashuk Echemed, what you have to do now is have to make up for what you did wrong. But the question is, how do you make it up? Meaning that saying, going and admitting what you did may be very complicated. So to just go and say, well, I was supposed to have 100 bags in every box and I had cheated you and only had 90 bags in the box can become complicated, can become difficult. So what should you do? What you should do is, if you regularly were putting only 90 bags into the box, what you should now do is put 110 bags in the box. And by doing so, presumably, the people, you have your same customers all the time. And since you have the same customers all the time, what you will accomplish is that the people who you cheated and gave less bags than you were supposed to will now get more bags, and it will even itself out. Says the Gemara. Amar Bibi Bagidl. Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Gezel Knani Osir. If one is not allowed to be steal from a Knani, Avidosai Muteris. If somebody finds a lost object, that the halach is, that is Mutar. Gzela Osir, Kadam Rav Kahona, Benayel Gezel Knani Shu Osir, Shenemar, the Pasuk says that the Pasuk says to Klal Yisrael, if they will do what they're supposed to do, V'chaltas kol Am Hashem L'Shem L'Kecha Noisunloch. B'zman She'im Masurim B'Yadcha. B'loi B'zman She'im Masurim B'Yadcha. The Halach is that Asher Hashem L'Kecha Noisunloch. When you don't have that control, you have to act appropriately. V'avidasim Ateris. But if you find something, the Halach is that you don't have to give it back. The Amar of Chama Baguria Amar Rav Benayin Lavez Knani Shumuteres Shnema V'chein Tas L'cho Avedas Achicha L'chicha Atamachse. The Halach is Hashavas Aveda only applies by Achicha V'atamachse Knani Veima says the Gemara Hani Mili Hecha Deloyas Liyodei. When does the Halach apply when it did not come to the Jew's hand? L'mechayiv L'duria Basra. That the Jew doesn't have to go look for the owner. Aval hechadas liyadei, emeli hadra. If I pick it up, maybe it is my obligation to go find the owner. Amravina answers the Gemara. Let's look at the wording of the pasuk. The wording of the pasuk is umetzasa. The wording of pasuk means that you already received it. Das liyadei mashma, that you already received it, and therefore the halach is you still don't have to do Hashavas Aveda with a Knani. Tanya, Rapinchas ben Yoimer, the Makum Sheish Chil Hashem. However, where there's a concern of Chil Hashem, if you won't do Hashavas Aveda, then the Halach is Afil Avidasai Aysara. What does that mean? So some Rishonim explain that if everybody knows that you're holding on to something that belongs to an Akum, and there's a question of Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, of not returning it to him, and therefore, then you should return it for him. And the Beis Yosef adds that not only are you under such a situation obligated to return it to him, but the Beis Yosef says that even if you haven't picked it up yet, but you could create a Kiddush Hashem, how could you create a Kiddush Hashem by picking it up and returning to him? That is what you are obligated to do. But now Shmuel says, Tuosoi, the mistake that an Akum makes is Muteris. But the Rambam says, when we say that the mistake of an Akum is Mutter, it's only if the Akum made the mistake on his own. But we're not allowed to, Chas V'Sholem, create, to trick him, to make him make a mistake. And the Kedusha Shantav explains, because even though we're learning now that Tos Akum is Mutter, says the Kedushas Yontif, Tos Akum is only Mutter, as the Rambam says, if he made the mistake on his own. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that the consideration here is not is a Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem consideration. If you cause an Akum to make a mistake, that's considered that you did a Chil Hashem. Amar Shmuel, says the Gemara, Tuasa Mataris. Shmuel bought a gold shovel from an Akum, b'mar de parzalo, on the assumption that it was copper, bar bezuzay, for 4 zuz. He paid the price of copper, even though it was gold, davle chad zuzay, and he made a mistake and gave him less, because that was all the Akum asked for. Rav Kahana Zavon Mikuti, Mein Ve'esach Havita, B'meya. He paid for 120, he got 120, but the Akum thought it was only 100. Ivlele Chadzuzoi, and therefore he ended up paying a Zuz less than he should have. Amalei Chazed Allah Kesivchna. Because Rav Kahana said to the Kuti, I'm doing whatever you say. And if the Kuti charges him less than the Kuti should have, that's called Tos Akum. Ravina Zavon Dikla, who Zavon Dikna, who Vakuti. Ravina bought a tree, a palm tree, he and a Kuti in partnership, Litzalcha, in order to cut it. Amalei L'shama, he told his assistant, Kodnav Aisim Yikara, take before the Kuti comes that take off some branches. The kuti minyana yada. He knows how many branches there were. And if he would feel that I owe him for those branches, he'll ask for the money. And if he doesn't, it's tos akum. Rashi have a cause of orcha. He was traveling on the road. Chaza shifsha the gufna papadisa. He saw branches of a grape tree in the vineyard. The talabek tufi the avi, and there were grapes attached to them. Amalei l'shamei. So Rashi said to his assistant, zil chazi id kuti ninu. If they belong to the kuti, I see. Bring them to me. Id Yisrael ninu. But if they belong to Yisrael, loy isli, don't bring them to me. Says the Gemara. There was a kuti sitting in that vineyard, and he overheard this conversation. Amalei, so he asked him, the kuti shari, are you permitted to steal from a kuti? Amalei, so Rav Ashi said, kuti shakal dami, I want to pay for it. But he says, a Jew's branches, the Jew won't take money from me. And since he won't take money from me, I don't want to take those branches. Yisrael or shakal dami. But the kuti will ask me for payment, and of course I'll pay for it. Gufa. We go back to what we discussed earlier in the shir. Gufa mishmul, dina de machusa dina. Amarava teda. I'll prove to you that that is the halacha. The katli dikli, even that they cut branches from the tree. The gashri gashrim, and then they take those wood and they make branches. Vavrina alayu, and we use them. So we're allowed to. Why is it not considered that they were benefiting from stolen objects? Because it's not considered stolen object, because dina de machusa dina. Omle bai v'dilma mishum diyash. Maybe luhuminai marayu. Maybe the reason we're allowed to benefit from those woods, because the owner were already miyash. And as we learned many times in our Masechta, once the owner miyash, it's not considered that he took somebody else's property. Omle ilav. Yes, there is yish, but what caused the yish? The dina machusa. So we see that we follow the principle of dina machusa dina. Says the Gemara, v'loy avid kedama malka. Those people who work for the government don't necessarily follow instructions that they're given. The malka amazil v'ketila mikabalge. The king says that they should take from every property the equal amount. They all go and they collect from one field. So we see that they're not acting appropriately. Says the Gemara, Shluch de Malka Kamalka. The king's messengers, the king's workers are like the king. They don't have to take equally from all property. Says the Gemara, and if they do this, what they should have done is that they could take from one property and take money from the other properties to compensate that one property paid for everybody. In other words, he says, the Gemara is saying, if they took all the wood from one property, that's acceptable, but that person, the other people in that vicinity, in that neighborhood, should pay that person who had to give all, that had to pay that, that all of it, all of the wood was taken from his property. Amarova, if the government sells somebody to take from produce that came out of the field, man the mishtakach beidara, para months the malka, the one that's still in the granary, he's the one that pays for everybody. However, hani mili, when is the said b'shutfa? So they're all partners. So if you take for one partner, and the other partners will have to compensate. Avala Risa, we often discuss about a sharecropper, and a sharecropper doesn't really own any of the property. He's only working on commission for his work. A risaso de kamakvek, and he doesn't have a share in the property, and therefore he shouldn't take it from him. You don't take from him. Says the Gemara, Vamrava, Bamasa, Abamasa Me'avid. The people who collect taxes could go to a person who already paid taxes and demand that he pay on behalf of somebody else who didn't pay taxes. The hani mili, when can the tax collectors do so? The ba'ala ara, on the tax that they collect from the fruit that grows, or karga on the head tax, dai shata. Av the shata chalof, for last year's taxes, hoil of fa'is malka, if the tax wasn't collected last year, you can't collect it this year. Because Rashi explains that once they finish collecting taxes for previous year, the government doesn't collect any more taxes. The government only collects taxes for 1 year at a time. So at that point, the tax collector is taking purely for himself, which of course we don't have to support. Vamarova, Hani, the diary. The Akum, who leave their animals to roam everywhere, B'toichet Chum, and within the Tchum of a Jewish city, Osalikichmem, we're not allowed to take animal for them. My Tama, if they allow their animals to wander, what happens is, Mishun de Ma'arva Chayusa de Masa, what happens is that the animals of that city get mixed up with the Jewish animals, get mixed up with them, and you'll end up, if you take an animal from them, you'll be taking an animal that was stolen from a Jew. L'mechutz Tchum, but if they let their animals wander chutz l'tchum, mutar likach mehem, because then we don't have to be concerned that there's an animal that was owned by a Jew mixed up with all these other animals. Amar Ravina, im hay bal meratchem mechem, but if we see if a Jewish owner is running after these people and saying, you stole my animal, then even achil chutz l'tchum, so then we know that there's a Jewish animal owned by a Jew mixed up with all these other animals, and then the halach will be that it's usur for us to take, it would be usur for him to take such an animal.